Just before the show, we called Dr. Joel Ostrow, a professor of political science at Benedictine University. And this business about Israel, Hamas, the Gaza Strip, Palestine, and that war gets more complicated when now Israel fires, when Iran fires on Israel, and now we are wondering if Israel is going to fire back. I asked Joel to try and keep score for us.
Why did Iran strike at Israel? Iran struck at Israel because Israel struck at Iran. Israel took out an Iranian consulate in Syria, what was it, a week or two ago, took out two high-ranking generals, government officials.
Government officials of whom? Of where?
Of Iran. Of Iran.
Understood. But right. Why is Israel suddenly interested in Iranian military leaders?
There was some evidence that Iran played a role in certainly in arming, but perhaps even training and planning for Hamas's attack on October 7th.
Right.
But of course, Israel's war in Gaza and attempt to destroy Hamas is the retaliation response for that. You know, embassies and consulates are territory of the countries that own them. So technically, Israel struck Iranian territory.
To be clear, then, this Iranian general, these two people were sufficiently involved in the attack on Israel from the Palestinians in Gaza that Israel felt like they needed to take these generals out.
So I don't know that we know that those individuals specifically were involved, but we do know that Iran's Revolutionary Guard has certainly played a role in supporting and training Hamas over the years.
Fair enough. Therein then lies Israel's interest. But the fact that they
Correct.
Then fired on them while they were at an Iranian embassy in Syria is mm-hmm. to Iran, as it is to nations around the world, your embassy is equivalent to your own sovereign territory. That's your turf.
Under international law, it is your sovereign territory.
It would be as if we attacked them in Iran. Iran feels like they need to respond. They send off a
Correct.
Total of 300 drones and missiles, almost all of which are knocked down. Maybe a dozen or so were able to land. And the human damage done was remarkably minimal in Israel. Still, Israel now feels like they need to do what? The ball is now in Israel's court. Is the score settled, Joel, or does Israel now need to respond, I guess, is the question.
Well, we need to address the nature of Iran's response, and I've been extremely disappointed with the reporting on this. So Israel takes out Iran's consulate in Syria. Iran has to respond. Over the last week, it hasn't even just been signals. There have been discussions between Iran's Revolutionary Guard and the CIA and U.S. military, in a sense, negotiating what that response was going to be, not literally, but that was the effect of the communications. Iran then very visibly moved around its missiles for a few days prior to this, which was a signal on not only what they were going to launch at Israel, but where from. And they also signaled the when by those movements. So this is part of the reason why the counterattack, meaning Israel and its allies were able to shoot down all of the drones and missiles. We knew what was coming, we knew where they were coming from, and we knew when they were coming. All of that together is an absurdly restrained response by Iran to what was a highly provocative attack by Israel. But at the same time, and you hear the outrage, from the 24-hour reporters on CNN and elsewhere, oh, they're launching these missiles from Iranian soil. Well, what Iran is doing is signaling, and indeed they said explicitly, as far as we're concerned, this ends this. So if Israel does something else, what Iran has done is they've demonstrated, we can launch against you from anywhere. And when you don't know what's coming, you can expect quite a bit of destruction. There is no reason at this point for Israel to respond. Iran had every right under the game of international security affairs to respond to Israel's attack. That ought to end it. And what we are going to see is another measure of Netanyahu's, and I wouldn't even call this Israel's, I would call this the Netanyahu regime's recklessness. He needs conflict. He seeks conflict. This has been evident for months and months now. And I sort of wonder, if he sees the Gaza wars winding down, does he need to start another one to maintain his grip?
Well, now that's
his interests are not with Israel.
That strikes me as a very provocative statement on your part.
It sounds conspiratorial, but he does need some kind of conflict to legitimize himself.
Okay, but another rationale, which I've heard today, is that Israel needs to respond to this. They need to respond yet again, because otherwise they are seen as not responding. They're living in an area surrounded by enemies, and they always have to punch back. That's been the MO for Israel for years. They can't just let it go, otherwise they're more vulnerable still.
Then conflict never ends.
Yeah.
Israel struck first, Iran responds.
One other observation that was expressed on this station earlier today was that while you are downplaying the surprise element, it was yet 300 drones, cruise missiles. There were two kinds of missiles and drones. There were 300 shots fired. There's nothing marginal or minimal about that. That was a coordinated large attack on Israel. What do you expect Israel to do?
What I would hope Israel would do would take the intentional telegraphing and signaling that Iran did that enabled Israel and its allies to shoot down all of those drones and missiles as the measured response that it was, and leave it at that and sort of move forward with the tensions with Iran as they have been for many, many years, but not escalating. Any Israeli response is an escalation at this point.
That's Joel Ostrow. He's a professor of political science at Benedictine University. It's 10:57. Thank you, Joel.